officially into the new year, a time when we often recognize fresh starts and renewed goals. I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. How can Christians be confident this year? We'll talk about that. And also, a multifaceted ministry in Romania focuses on intentional care to change children's lives. God is at work on a global scale, and we've got the details here on Mission Network News. Well, the year 2016 is behind us, but some of the challenges of this past year may be felt for a long time. So the question is, in the face of ugly politics around the world, mass terrorism, devastating natural disasters, how can a Christian step confidently into the new year? We spoke with Carl Mahler of Biblica for some wisdom. He says we need to start with the Bible.
When God's Word is the grid through which we view all these circumstances, a remarkable thing happens. One very important element is that we're returning to the one who holds all of history in his hands.
Mahler has given us some tips and advice about cultivating a spirit of boldness through the gospel. We've got those at missionnews.org. He also leads us in this prayer.
Our Heavenly Father, we come to you today at the close of this year of 2016. And Lord, we ask that you would calm our hearts, speak peace to our hearts as we look ahead to the year of 2017, a new year, a fresh year, a year in which, Lord, many voices will claim attention in our lives. But Lord, we want to attune our ears to the voice of the Good Shepherd through your word.
And you're listening to Mission Network News. Slavery was abolished in the U.S. 150 years ago, yet there are more people enslaved today than ever before. Many of these are vulnerable people, such as refugees seeking a better life in the U.S. Joe Chadburn of World Missionary Press.
There's people being lured over here, and if you research it, it's crazy, with homeless people, teenage runaways, people that are being trafficked from overseas. There's so many things that are happening, and there are refugees that are come over here. They don't have a place, and really, they need to be touch with the love of Jesus.
World Missionary Press is extending Christ's love to refugees by providing scripture booklets in their native language, helping them recognize their value and purpose.
It's huge when we can get scripture booklets into their hands in their own language, of course. It just reminds them it's a taste of home, and most people are going to read something when they see something that's familiar in their own language. And then on top of that, it's showing them, you know, God's love for them, his original intention for their lives, and, you know, how he loves them.
If you'd like to be part of this movement, you can find ways to support and raise awareness for World Missionary Press. The details are at missionnews.org. Also remember to pray for human trafficking victims around the world. And finally, helping someone begins with paying attention. That's essentially what Orphans Heart International is helping their national partner in Romania do. Allison Wilson of Orphans Heart shares Melvina's story as an example. She was abandoned at a hospital. Because the doctors couldn't get her to eat, she wasn't expected to live. But Orphans Heart's partner refused to give up.
Eventually, they realized that she had a basic acid reflux issue as an infant, and so she wasn't taking typical formula. And so they stayed in the hospital and provided care for her until she was able to start gaining weight and gather the right formula and the medication she needed, which was actually very inexpensive. But it just took somebody having the attention and time to identify the real problem that was going on and find a solution for her.
Today, Melvina is thriving. She lives with a foster family who loves her, and she's trusting God with all her heart. Her reality is the goal Orphans Heart has for all of the children they help, to find them a loving foster family.
They absolutely consider these children their own. They protect them. They love them. They're so proud of them. They know their individual interests and, you know, things that they really excel at, and they want to help them reach their potential.
Learn more about their program in Romania, child sponsorship, and upcoming missions trips when you visit missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.